are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back. That is one of the finest musicians and sounds ever produced from this here famous jazz town of ours, Kansas City, Missouri. That is post-bop jazz alto saxophonist, composer, producer, and educator Bobby Watson with his mentor Art Blakey and his supergroup back in 1981 with the song Duck Soup off the LP Album of the Year. Bobby was born in Lawrence, Kansas, and he grew up in Bonner Springs, Kansas, and he is a true luminary in KC lore. And with that, a full hour of the hot spotlight will be shown on Bobby and his incredible music over a career that has seen him produce 26 recordings as a leader, along with appearing on over 100 recordings as a co-leader or in a supporting role. His real road to jazz legend status started at the University of Miami, where he was urged to attend by fellow Missourian and friend and a jazz legend, Pat Metheny. It was a glorious time at South Beach, and many musicians flocked to the school to get their music roots growing. Following his graduation in 1975, he moved to the hub of jazz, New York City, and joined Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. That was where he would be taught the ways of playing and living under Art's sage guidance. And we will explore that topic and much more as we motor our way through a retrospective on the great Bobby Watson. And this is what he told me in a recent interview about whether jazz has made this world a better place.
Yes, it has. Absolutely. I'm a witness to that. I mean, we travel all around the world at other people's expense, making people feel good. And we are invited to play. Wherever we go, we're there by invitation. So we have an obligation to lift people's spirits.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the great Bobby Watson and his students like Herman Mahari, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to open up a very cool catalog of music by a KC jazz legend. Here's Bobby back in 1985 with the song You're Lucky to Me off his LP Advance.
Matthews.
Hey now, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Zanino.
That was Mr. Watson with his open form trio with the 1985 tune All the Thang of Joe Maka off the album Road Trip. So Bobby performed with the Jazz Messengers from 1977 to 81 and finally became the musical director for the group. After his time with Art and the Messengers, his star was solidified in the jazz world and other musicians sought him out. He gigged with the likes of Max Roach, Branford Marsalis, Sam Rivers, Wynton Marsalis, Joe Williams, Diane Reeves, Lou Rawls, Betty Carter, and Carmen Lundy, and on. So, what has made Bobby inspired over all of these years to play the music? This is what he had to tell me in a recent interview.
I love music. I can't live without it, you know. I'm addicted to music, you know, and I just need it. And it's the way that I express myself. I'm not a politician. I'm not an athlete, but I'm a musician. And I have this need to express my inner emotions, that things that I can't put into words, through my music. And I just love to try to affect people.
In a town built initially on Charlie Parker, here's an ode to him via Bobby with the 1985 song If Bird Could See Me Now off another 1985 album, Appointment in Milano.
Jazz with Joe Domino.
moving into a busy recording period in the 80s. That was the 1986 tune Show a Thang off the album Love Remains. Bobby's hallmark as a musician is teaming up on projects, and one of those was with Horizon, and that was with bassist Curtis Lundy and drummer Victor Lewis. In addition, he led a 9-piece group known as the High Court of Swing, which was a tribute to the music of Johnny Hodges. But it was Watson's classic 1986 release, Love Remains, that has long been recognized by the Penguin Guide to Jazz as one of the most essential albums that a fan should pick up for their collection. The one thing about Bobby is he does live and he does it well. Back in April of 2014 at Broadway Jazz, I caught a little snippet of Bobby playing while he was doing a book signing event for Chuck Haddock. Dig it. Moving from the 80s into the 90s on this hour of Bobby Watson Neon Jazz, this is Bobby with the tune At the Crossroads off his 1992 LP, Present Tense.
Kansas City trumpeter Clint Ashlock, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
Moving up to 1993, that was Bobby with the tune Free Yourself off the Taylor Made LP. So for more than three decades, Bobby has contributed consistently intelligent, sensitive, and well-thought-out music to the modern-day jazz lexicon. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Bobby noted that he would like to get more of his music in movie soundtracks. And he already has. He did the music for the soundtrack A Bronx Tale, which marked Robert De Niro's 93 directorial debut, and that album got critical acclaim. We are now leaving the 90s and moving into the 2000s. From the 2002 LP, Live and Learn, here's Bobby with the tune Stanky P.
Gates, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino.
That was the title song, From the Heart, off his 2008 album by the same name. So along with the music, Bobby is instrumental in teaching a new crop of jazz musicians that are now relishing in a renaissance of live gigs, and many musicians have come to Kansas City to become a part of the jazz studies program that Bobby heads up at UMKC. This is what he had to say about the scene these days and how eloquent it is.
It's amazing. I mean, our students are like part of the fabric of the jazz community, and fortunately, they've been embraced by the older generation, and they use them a lot to inspire them.
His teaching at institutions began back in the mid-80s when he was a member of the adjunct faculty and taught private saxophone at William Patterson University. That was from 85 to 86, and then he went on to the Manhattan School of Music from 96 to 99, and today he is at UMKC. Bobby serves as one of the most profound and endearing jazz ambassadors for this here town of ours, steeped in jazz story. To this very day in 2014 as well, Bobby is in demand as ever. The sax man balances his teaching responsibilities with engagements at major venues throughout the world, including clubs, festivals, on campuses, and at performing arts centers. And you can be rest assured that we will all hear plenty more from this KC jazz legend. One of his latest and most important works is what we will leave with this hour of Bobby on. From the 2013 album Check Cashing Day, it was in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech 50 years ago in D.C. This is the song At the Crossroads. Here's one final clip of Bobby telling me what he thinks the greatest thing about Kansas City actually is.
The thing about Kansas City is that it was an open town under Pendergast. And we had over 500 jazz clubs here at one time. And it gave the musician a chance to develop. They called Kansas City the Paris of the Plains. Kansas City was the precursor to what Las Vegas is. Kansas City is unique. So this is where swing started.
And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and another bona fide KC legend, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.